Hey guys, it's Jay here to dish you the goods. Today I'm putting the gloves on and I'm talking about Pizza Hut. Welcome to the table. Guys, I'm swinging for the fences here. I wanted to take a look at a big brand, and now it hurts me because I love Pizza Hut, and I want to talk about why they are failing. Restaurant popularity is through the roof nowadays. Brand loyalty, word of mouth marketing is the biggest and most powerful it's ever been. And yet somehow, big corporate restaurants are finding ways to fail miserably. They've redesigned their restaurants. They've reworked their entire menu and found new gimmicks time and time again. But nothing's working. I'm telling you right now that I have brand loyalty forever for Pizza Hut. When my family does take out pizza, I want Pizza Hut. It's what I've been doing for the last 25 years. It's thick, it's cheesy, it's comfort food. It's my favorite pizza of all time. Let me rewind the clock to the 90s for you. Whenever my family ate out, 9 times out of 10, it was Pizza Hut. I can even tell you on my 9th birthday, I went to Pizza Hut for my Batman-themed birthday. I remember that party 21 years later. So what did they do that made me fall in love with them in the first place as a child? This is the biggest part, I think. Their commercials appealed to children. They aired during the hottest shows. They had the Pizza Head character with the pizza knife named Steve. It was comedic. It was colorful. It was memorable, simple, and effective. Next, they teamed up with networks that aired cartoons, so their kids' menus had and included our favorite TV characters and a recognizable brand integrated into the restaurant experience for a child. If you watch cartoons, you've seen Pizza Hut. You go to Pizza Hut, you see your favorite cartoon characters. That's insanely great co-branding right there. It kept kids engaged and wanted to return because of the familiarity and the comfort. How could it not be one of your favorite restaurants as a kid? So where did they go wrong though? I believe they rested on their success a little. They didn't continue to follow their loyal fan base as they aged and matured, and they slowed down on the marketing towards kids. Then, newer, fresher, better brands came along and started taking over the pizza market. It started eating away at their customer base. Pizza Hut thought they had the race won, but because they let standards slip, other pizza places were pulling ahead, and Pizza Hut was becoming a dated, distant memory. By not appealing to the generation that fell in love with them, those customers became engaged with new brands that appeal to them. And by not targeting the next generation as hungrily as they did in the past, they didn't gain new loyal customers either. When I was a kid, my number one place to eat was Pizza Hut. And I now have a 4-year-old daughter. And whenever she gets the pick to eat out, it's always Boston Pizza. Why? Because it appeals to kids. They've got cartoon characters, a coloring book, great menu options, a lively, busy atmosphere, a toy treasure box to pick toys out of after the meal, and some awesome dessert choices included with the meal. Not to mention that parents can prepay for kids' meal gift cards and earn free meals in return. That is a lethal, lethal, savvy business tactic. Basically, they're doing everything right that Pizza Hut did right back in the 90s, but Pizza Hut forgot who they were. Instead, they tried to appeal to branded millennials with more outrageous topping choices. They upgraded their decor that secluded everyone and still felt dated rather than modern, open, and lively. They were trying to chase and be like everyone else instead of going back to what worked for them by being them. They were the best pizza. They were the number one choice for kids. They were a lively, engaging family experience. But now, Pizza Hut is losing and suffering through a major identity crisis. So a couple episodes ago, I talked about understanding your audience. While Pizza Hut has poured millions of dollars into study and research and branding, and it's gotten zero results because they don't understand who they are anymore. But there's still a couple of us hardcores out there, like me, that still drops in to relive the glory days. So Pizza Hut, from one loyal, lifelong fan to you guys, get your act together and stop messing around. You're just not fun anymore. So guys, look at this. Look at this as an example of being dated and how much it costs them. Don't make the same mistakes. We can learn from these. If you want to discuss your love for Pizza Hut or any theories you have of why their or other restaurant brands are failing, hit me up. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Find me at J, that's J-A-Y, at the table. You can also subscribe if you haven't already on iTunes and on YouTube. Guys, that's it for now. I'm going to go actually order some Pizza Hut, probably, because it's made me hungry. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.